You were tuned in to Mind Blowing Decisions with DJ Success every Wednesday at facesofsuccessradio.com.
Good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Nai. Welcome to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we speak on love, life, relationships, and many more. I'm going to open up the phone lines currently so I can have my co-host come in. Introduce yourselves, ladies.
Hey.
Hi.
This is me. Hey. How is everybody doing? This is Miss P on the line. How are you guys doing?
Good.
That's awesome. We want to pick up the pace a little bit. And so how are you, Naira?
I am hanging in there. I'm doing a whole lot better. I believe we have Nishan on the line.
Nishan's here. Hey.
All right. How are you doing, Nishan?
I'm well, thank you. How about you, ladies?
We are doing fantastic. So let's dig in. I am so excited. So let Naira go ahead and give it her powwow.
Okay. So we all know our topic of the evening is disrespectful in-laws. Now, this can go in many different ways. A lot of times, I've seen many cases where parents don't approve of the person that their children marry, and they do a lot of vindictive things as far as trying to get them to break up, setting them on dates, trying to get them to divorce the person because they don't like either their background or where they come from or their personality. And, I mean, sometimes parents have our best interest at heart, but at the same time, some things are a little too much as far as overstepping their boundaries.
Yeah, and I would like to comment on that. Overstepping, you know, I hear that coming from so many different, you know, families, women, men. I mean, you know, how, you know, they might have a, you know, or a misunderstanding, and they constantly have interference coming from, you know, either the mother, the father, or the whole family, which puts a lot of pressure and tension on a relationship that's already struggling. So let's dig into that, Michonne.
Wow, that's mind-blowing right there. Talking about disrespectful, in-laws, great, great content, guys. I'm telling you, my mind is already blown because there's so many ways we can go with this, but I want to talk about, like, you were talking about overstepping, and I think that especially, like, when children get together, when they're in their teens and they grow up into relationships, the families grow up into those relationships as well. And what happens is, you know, we come from different sides of the track or so forth, or maybe from right in the same neighborhood, but our parents is not, together, you know. So the kids is what bring the children together, but the parents don't want to let the kids go. So when it's time to let them go, when they're growing up and they're making steps in life, and I think that's a good step right there, where parents usually overstep their boundaries because they don't know the transition from, that's my kid, but my kid is making grown-up decisions to move on and have a family of his own or her own.
Mm-hmm.
That was very well said, Naira.
That's Michonne, but
yeah, I said that was very well said, and then I was giving actually the floor to you.
Another thing that I noticed, a lot of times with a disrespectful in-laws, they try to insert themselves in the decisions of couples, like if they're trying to decide as far as relocating, or they're making a decision as far as, like, say, I've seen parents insert themselves and who would be godparents for the children if anything happened. Just basically overall inserting themselves into making decisions and basically becoming a little bit too pushy. And it's crazy. And I know a lot of times a good way to deal with it is taking a more direct route and explaining to them that while their opinions are very much valued, it's really down to husband and wife or your significant other for making decisions. And also, a lot of times they throw jabs or they throw shots, or as nowadays they say, they throw shade too, as far as intentionally trying to make you feel bad about yourself or just putting you down, period, to, again, try to drive a wedge between you and your significant other. And it's crazy.
And I totally agree with you. Both of you have made very, very good points. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't even have to be a problem. It doesn't even have to be an issue. Sometimes you find in these relationships, whether the sister is jealous of the woman that came in because she was the only sister or the only, you know, or the mother is very overprotective and of the son, or because she doesn't want any other woman around and she's used to getting all that attention. And you have many cases where even the father, you know, just steps in and, you know, doesn't want anyone touching or seeing or, you know, engaging with their daughters. And so I've had my own personal experiences where, you know, when that type of stuff kind of hits the fan, you really, it leaves you no other option. There's no other door except for you just to speak your mind and be like, look, I love you to death, but this is not your business. Because it's hard for a woman to respect a man when his mother is still making the decisions for him. It's hard for a man to respect a woman when she has her kids constantly jumping in every time they have a dispute, especially if they're not the biological father in the relationship. I mean, it causes some heartache. I mean, some knockdown, drag out type of stuff. You know, known a very dear friend of mine that had engaged into a verbal dispute with his fiance / to be wife, which resulted into her son firing up because he was not the biological father, and he actually pulled a gun and shot him and killed him for being verbally abusive towards his mother. So this topic tonight, I mean, I hope we can bounce all over the place with it, because it's just like so many things that we can you know, touch. So I'm going to leave the floor open for you guys just to run with it, and I'm going to run with it, and let's have fun.
All right.
Another.
Go, Nye. Go, Nye.
Speaking from just my friend's experience, she's engaged currently, and her mother-in-law seems to pop up all the time out of nowhere unannounced. And I'm just, me personally, I'm a person as far as, you know, scheduling is huge. And I don't mind people coming over. I don't mind engaging in conversation or spending quality time. But you have no idea what's going on at the house or if they're even at home, and making these pop-up visits, it's just crazy. And how would you guys deal with that? Just someone popping up and just popping up out of nowhere with these surprise visits all of a sudden?
They would be surprised. and I think the surprise would it would probably come from my end, because I am very outspoken and I don't like them type of surprises, you know, because like you said, you don't know what could be going on. And I think it's very rude and it's very disrespectful just to pop up at somebody's house, you know, unannounced, period, you know. So go ahead, Ms. Sean.
You know, I don't know how to feel about that. For family, I wouldn't mind, honestly, depending on the situation. If my family needed to roll through real quick and it was in the middle of the night because they was rolling through, then yes, I'm opening the door. We'll talk about it in the morning, go to bed. I'll do that. But, you know, just friends, like, you know, it better be something really, really good. You popped up, somebody might have been chasing you, and you got away, and you made sure you got away a couple of days.
And you know, and I respect how you feel about that, but even with the family, I have to say, I mean, if you just rolling through, I mean, these days everybody has cell phones, you know, so,
true.
I mean, there's no way you can't call and say, hey, you know, what's up with you guys? You guys still up? You still moving around? I don't feel that you should have to inconvenience yourself, jump up, get out of bed. You could be right there. Maybe not, maybe you might, it might not have went the way you wanted it to go so far, but it might have been going towards that direction, and now the family done popped up where you don't have to jump up out of bed. You know, your whole night done got thrown off, and you can't even pick up where you left off because they done came by just to ask you what you was doing, knowing darn well they could have called you and said, what are you doing? You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at.
I totally respect that. All I'm saying is that if it's a situation I have family members that live in the same exact building, it's like three different apartments, right? And they live on three different floors. And they do that. They run between each other's place. They pop up, you know, and they take care of each other. But at a certain time, that door is closed. It's shut down. Mm-hmm. They know you popping up. And I agree totally. Somebody should have been notified. But if it's a situation where this is, you know, our common theme, then yeah. But because we've always clustered together as a family. And it's just, you know, now that I'm a little older, that I've branched out on my own away from family members. So it just depends on what you grow up into.
Yeah, because it could be like you could be on that nagging end. You know, we never spend any time together. We don't get a chance to do this. We don't get the chance to do that because there's always family. There's always, if you think your mama sitting in my face, it's your sister, it's this,
right.
this. So you might have them type of issues, you know, coming up into your relationship, and it's shooting sparks and stuff, you know. And so finally the party, whether that is the female or the male, might give in and say, okay, well, this Thursday, it's going to be me and you. I'm going to cook dinner. We're going to kick back. We're going to watch some movies. Me and you, boo. That's you know, we ain't going to answer the door. We ain't going to talk to nobody. And guess what? Doom, doom. And guess what you do? Oh, it's my brother. It's my brother. So you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just can't. I just can't get in the...
It's annoying. I agree with you. It's annoying. And I had a brother that did exactly that. He used to just pop up like the, you know, no disrespect, but like the Jehovah's Witness would just knock on the door. And we would all ducky hide and be quiet and sissy stuff. He at the door, and he laughs about it today, but it's funny because he knew we was doing it.
just to throw a different perspective in there, I know a lot of times when you have like older in-laws, like say they're in their 70s, 80s up there, and it could be a great possibility that they pop up because one, they're lonely. Not to say that it's an excuse for just doing random pop-ups, but a lot of times when they're in their older age and maybe their significant other or their spouse has passed away and they're by themselves, they just want to be around family because they're lonely. And, I mean, I see nothing wrong with that, but at the same time, just don't be popping up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and then, you know, I want to touch on that, too. I mean, because, I most of the time when people get that age, and you know we all pushing, you know, going our direction, you know, towards age, but I mean, when a person normally reaches that age and they done lost their significant other for whatever reason, divorce, death, or they just didn't get along, you know, I mean, okay, so your relationship ain't where it's supposed to be. I think it's totally unfair that because yours ain't popping the way that you want it to be. You want to sit up under me all day long. You know what I'm saying? And kill my flame. I understand the loneliness and all of that other stuff, but I'm going to end up being lonely too in the long run because they're going to be looking at me like, dang, we can't even hook up because every time I do, your lonely relative is sitting right there. You know? So, I mean... at some point, that decision is going to have to be, you know, made where you have to politely say, I mean, you just have to say it. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
and then you got them that, you know, that always want to put you down and talk about what you don't do and what you do ain't good enough, you know. So let's dig into that, ladies.
Most definitely.
Well,
and like you said, go ahead, Michonne.
Oh, that's me.
Okay. Like you said, Ms. P, being dismissive, for those of us that are listening in, when we say like dismissive, disregarding your words, your attempts to make accomplishments, goal setting, anything. It's like nothing you do is good enough, or back in my day when I did this, that, and the third, or we didn't do that, or we didn't dress like this when we were together, or when I was married. You don't act like you're married. I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. As far as dealing with it, I do believe that you have to respectfully stand up for yourself. Like, of course, you have your standards and your ways of life and things that you may not agree upon, but it's 2018, and we are moving and shaking and opening businesses and doing things a lot differently nowadays than what you did, like, maybe back in the day. So within respect, just kind of take like 10 steps back, have a seat, like, really.
Right. You know, because when you think about it, ask, you know, well, how long ago was that? You know what I'm saying? Because things have changed since then. You know what I mean? And the styles that you used to wear back there, you know, I mean, our styles are totally different. We're not into the bell bottoms and platforms and, you know, all of the stuff that, you know, today that they were into back then. I mean, some of us still, you know, our sisters and brothers wear the natural hair, like the natural feel of our hairs. But, I mean, when you just don't see every day people wearing, you know, 17-inch afros like they were back in the day. So, yeah, a lot of things have changed. Back then, they didn't have half of the hair products and stuff that we had. I think back then they only had something in a red can called Royal Crown. I mean, that's what I threw with, you know, and that was it. That was it, and that was all, you know what I mean? And I remember times where my grandma was actually, you know, pressing my hair with Crisco cooking oil or something. She was in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we are totally on a whole different, you know, because me, even at my age, I'm not fixing to act like I'm no 80-something years old. I mean, you know, I have a lot of life in me. I probably have just as much life in me as you have in you, Nye, and you're younger than me. You know what I mean? But I'm telling you, I'm not, I got too much life energy just to, you know, go to the granny type of, you know, oh, God, okay, I'm at this age or I'm at that age, so I'm supposed to start fiddling in some kind of way. You know, I believe that you're old as you feel, and you do what you want to do, and you live your life the way that you want to live it, because each and every one of us get the opportunity to live our lives the way that we want to live it. And I can guarantee you, whoever that somebody is that, you know, that's always in your ear and disagreeing with everything that you say or do or anything you put on or how you wear your hair or want to wear your lipstick, you couldn't tell them, excuse me, S-H-I-T, about anything that they're doing and how to do it. You know what I'm saying? You could not, you could not tell them that you're just going to pop up on their front door if they were in a relationship, because
absolutely,
they would tell you quick, hey, you cannot do
that. You can't pop up at other people's house like that. You know, people, you know, they like their privacy. They like to do what they do in their privacy, and they don't want to be bothered. When they close the doors, that's it. You need to make an appointment with me. And even though I don't just pop at people's house, it has been my custom to always network, so I'm always on the move, just like you were saying, Missy. You know, you're full of life, so why would I let somebody else drag me down? Because your energy is not where mine is. So I won't connect with people that's doing the same thing that I found them doing last year. You know, if you haven't even elevated one little new thing about your life, then I'm just going to have to leave you right where you are, because you ain't hungry enough. to stop getting in my business.
Right.
You
can
get some business of your own.
Yeah.
I agree. I totally agree.
Let's bring in another type of in-law, you guys. Okay, what do you feel about the two-faced in-law? Like, say they're super friendly or they're super cordial and happy to see you in front of company, but behind closed doors they can't stand your guts. How do you feel about the two-faced in-law?
Well, let me tell you about that. My sister and I, we have different fathers. And my sister, I'm just going to call her Kay for now, but Kay had been trying to reach out to her in-laws forever, you know, intermediate family on her father's side forever. And they just constantly found different reasons to reject her however they could. And so one night she was actually on the phone with them, and they actually said to her, you know, so they're saying, oh, we care about you, and they thought they had hung up the phone. And, girl, they were telling each other how, oh, we can't stand her. I don't even know why she keep calling here at the house, because that girl there, we just can't stand her, you know. And I couldn't believe it. You know, my little sister, she called me up. She was, like, in tears, you know, and I was like, it is what it is. So you always felt that way all along. So when somebody has you feeling some kind of way all along, it's a reason for that. And that's why God gives us the senses and stuff that he gives us. It's a reason that you feel that type of way. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't stupid. You know when somebody loves you. You know when somebody care about you. You know when you know. I mean, just think of those feelings like, I'm going to shoot at both you guys. Think about those feelings like when you walk in a room and everybody's talking, and all of a sudden, and they in-laws, and all of a sudden, everybody just got quiet. You know, them type of
things. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, that just happens. I think we all got to pass those couple of journeys, you know, like a couple times, right? Like whether you in any kind of organization or relationship with anybody, you have those experiences, because different people, you know, perspectives are different. And when you get them together, somebody knew, oh, no, what, who? You know, they always, because, look, we know how people, like you said, we know whether they like us or not. We just know. God gave us discernment. So we ain't even going to play with it. But when we try to tell other people, they're not listening. So they just, you know, they like, no, you tripping. And then it comes out, like you just said. Your sister overheard the conversation because they did not hang the phone up. So now what you going to say? Because I heard your whole conversation. Will you bust them out? That's the question. Will you bust them out a little? No, you heard them. Would you record it?
I did in my situation, in my own personal experience, because I actually was at somebody's house visiting, and their phone rang, and they answered it on speaker. And so when they answered the phone on speaker, the other party was like, where have you been? I've been trying to reach you. And they were like, oh, I was at her house. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, really? You're over at her house? I thought you said you didn't like her. It is a front speaker. You know?
Right.
So, I mean.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I mean, you know, what can you say in that kind of situation? I just act like I didn't even hear it, and I just kept on striking. You know what I mean? I said, ooh-wee, got to my car and was wait. I was like, see, God wanted me to hear this. He wanted me to hear this.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
wow.
Ladies, I have a question. This is a personal for me, and I'm actually dealing with this currently. She's not exactly an in-law, but she could be a potential in-law. How do you feel about the, like, you've met the family, you've been introduced, you have great connection with the family, but and they always say, tell so-and-so I said hi, but they have your number and they never want to reach out. How do you feel about the family members or the potential in-laws or in-laws that never want to reach out to you?
I would say, don't let them ever feel that they are a threat to you. I would say, don't break your arm trying to get along and please them. I would say, always stay polite, but keep everything surface. Hi, how you doing? Have a nice day. It was nice seeing you guys. Because if they're not reaching out to you, a relationship, no matter what type of relationship, whether it's a friendship or whatever, it goes 50-50. Even a business relationship, no matter what kind of relationship, husband and wife, girlfriend and boyfriend, sister, it's a 50-50. Because anytime you are on the end and you giving 90% and they only giving 10, you losing no matter what type of relationship. And excuse my expression, this word is radio ready. You shouldn't have to kiss anybody's ass to get along with them. You know, nobody. I mean, you know, and you treat people how you want to be treated, but at the same time, you know what, you fill them people out, and if they just ain't right for you, then don't break down those doors. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, be polite, and right. If they don't call you, don't call them, you know, but every once in a while, if you get a moment, shoot a call to them just to show sometimes that you're that better person. You know, hey, I was just checking to see, you know how you was doing. Just wanted to say hi and keep it moving. And even if they're rude or whatever to you, still don't let them make you become who they are. That's where I want to leave you. Because, see, a lot of people, you could be having one of the most beautiful days in the world, and you could have this old crooked-faced person over here to the side that got their jaws all tight because they didn't get none last night, or you look a little happier today than they were yesterday and today. So they want to just drop off this big-ass negative load of BS on you that you don't even deserve. You know what I'm saying? And now all of a sudden you is having this wonderful day and just enjoying the heck out of yourself. And now here's this person that done came around you that's feeling some kind of way. And now they got you feeling some kind of way because that they brought that negative energy around you and dropped it off on you. Just beware of them type of people, you know what I'm saying, and just don't entertain that. And because if they're doing it now and you're letting them and it's starting to bother you, it's only going to get worse before it gets better. So, you know, that I can go on and on about stuff like that. So I'm going to stop and let somebody else take the floor. So go ahead.
I mean, I totally agree with everything you said there. And, you know, just to, you have to know yourself. Anybody, all of us need to know ourselves. Know yourself, spend some time with yourself, and that way you'll know what you won't tolerate. I don't tolerate fake people. I don't, you know, I know how to handle them within 3 seconds of meeting them. You have to have discernment. You, especially if you're in the industry of any kind of business or, you know, entertainment, you have to guard yourself and protect yourself. So you got to have some, you got to be sharp on your feet. Because people will get you. So it don't matter who they are. You know, look at Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston and the Bobby Christina's good boyfriend. You know, look at all of that foolishness. You know, so you have to guard yourself. If people have showed you they were this way in the beginning, because they forget themselves, because they're introducing themselves, so you see the real them at that moment, and you know whether they're good energy. And you tap into that. And if that's not, like, you know, Miss T said, that ain't something you can congeal with, don't rock with it. Just leave them alone. Don't speak to them until you're in front of them. I don't waste time asking, oh, how your mama doing, and I don't care for your mama. You know, I just won't do that. Know yourself, you know.
Okay.
Know,
so that you don't have to go into those situations being feeling, you know, some kind of way because they making you feel awkward because they have a problem with you. You don't have a problem
right.
with them, so they're trying to put that guilt on you.
But, right, but with that being said, if that's happening with a new relationship, if that's where you're going with this, you know, you always like when, even though, let's just say, for example, that person might treat you like, you know, a doormat, when you're speaking to that significant other, you got to always be aware that that's not that individual's fault. So when you come in the door and the mother has an attitude or the sister has an attitude and the brother, don't let that mess up what y'all got going on. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Now you guys got, you know, jaws tight and you get ready to go have a good time and now neither one of you either got any, don't have nothing to say to each other because they done brushed that old negativity off on you. You just can't feed into that. That's, I mean, I can't
right.
emphasize that enough because I've been exposed to that type of stuff in modern life and I just want you to know that you got to always be the bigger person and treat it with a smile and remain humble. You know what I'm saying? Because when you deal with them type of people, you can only pray for them kind of people. That, you know, that's all you can do for them. Pray that they learn to do better. You know, that's all you can really do for them. You know, you are a beautiful person. You know, you're outgoing, Myra. You know, you got a nice little shape popping on you. You know what I'm saying? You're young. You're vibrant. You know, you're talented. You know, I ain't going to break my arm patting you on the back, but I want you to know that you got it going on. You got it going on. You don't have
yes,
nothing to worry about or to let anybody or anything for at any time ever be any type of threat to you, you know, because people that don't have it, and I don't mean you ain't got to look like Janet Jackson or Whitney Houston or whatever. Or the way you carry yourself,
yeah,
means more. It brings out more beauty than anything that you can put on or lipstick you can wear or the way that you wear your hair. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Believe me. How the impression that I put this on my Facebook pages before, the impression that you leave on people, that is your trademark.
Absolutely.
So that, you know, as long as you know that and when you look at a person and they all bitter like that, and then all of a sudden now you feeling some kind of way and man, now you got your face all twisted and you're popping your neck too. They just made you become just like them, and that's not where you want to be with your significant other. I would always say, hey, tell your sister I said hello, and you guys have a good time with a smile. Always be respectful, and no matter what, to that significant other, and even when you see that whoever that is that's, you know, eating at you the way that they are, hey, yeah, uh-huh, you know, and keep it moving. That's all you have to do.
Right.
I've always told everybody, you know, if you feel in a certain kind of way, there's a reason that you're feeling that kind of way.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had times where I have woke up in the middle of the night and something just told me, you need to go over here. You know, and I have got
mm-hmm.
up out of my bed and went and walked into
right.
some stuff that I never thought I'd walk into and see had I not followed my instincts. Believe
wow.
me. So I'm
yeah.
telling you, God gives you instincts for a reason.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's all I'm gonna leave you with that.
Woo!
Yeah.
So,
that was a mouthful. I don't know what to say after that.
Neither do I. That was enough. A well said, Miss P, and I appreciate it from both of you guys. Another example that I want to bring as far as a disrespectful in-law, keeping it reeling back into the topic, that one in-law that always wants to be right and expects everyone to side with them on their decision and their opinion.
Hmm.
And That is a lot of that going on. And I've had to actually say to a person at one time, why is it that nothing ever makes sense unless you think of it? You know, and that's just, that is, I mean, I see, like I said, I'm that person that will say it. I'm the person that you guys will be holding back on. Oh, no, don't let this crowd in there. Because I will say it. I will say what everybody thinks that I won't say. And I don't care. Because my mom taught me at a very young age, if you're going to show your behind in public, you will get clowned in public. So, but see, you got to know how to clown somebody in a very classy way. You see
right.
what I'm saying? It makes a big difference. You can clown somebody so tough by not ever even raising an eyebrow, not ever twerking your face, not ever doing a darn thing except setting them straight in a very professional way and going about your business. Not ever raising your voice, not ever using one cuss word. And when you know how to critique that, you will never have another problem out of that person again.
Yeah.
And that's just the honest God truth.
Right.
You know, you just have to know, you know, and don't, I mean, because like I said, you know when somebody is treating you right. You know when somebody is mistreating you. You know when somebody is always putting you down. And if they want to wait until you get into a room full of people and test your intelligence, you know, level and test your emotions and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Give them exactly what they're looking to show everybody that you're not. You know what I'm saying? That people will go, woo, let me step off. Because she just told her a piece of her mind. Did you hear what she just said? You know, that's the effect that you want to leave on a person that makes you feel like that.
But, you know, just we have this thing in my women's group. We say, queen, adjust your crown. Walk in your own power, baby. That's just what it is. It's, you know, and we have to sometimes we're taught it. Some of us are blessed enough to be taught it, and some of us have to learn in the school of hard knocks. We got to learn how to keep on stepping through it all, no matter what it is, no matter what hit us. We do it anyway. So now if we take it and we own it, when it hit us, we can walk up with our shoulders still straight and our head up. And our crown may get, tipped to the left or the right. But, you know, you can adjust that and wear it whichever way you want to. Rock it as a style. Because, see, you are the badge of honor. You are the beauty of the earth. So you ain't got to let nobody diminish your power and your strength and who you are, your zest, your power, your being, your effervescence of a woman and all that God has given you to be. Through mama and daddy and all the bloodline, come on. We don't have to look down because somebody has a problem with our power. Walk in your own power, queen. And that's just what it is.
Get on down there, Michonne. You know, I have a question too. Have you ever been put in a situation by a disrespectful in-law? To where you've had to make a mind-blowing decision to step off another direction because this in-law, every time there's a family gathering, they have the ex over at the house. They know whenever there's something going on, the ex at birthday parties, the ex, the baby's mama and the kids, you know, is the ex is there. Have you ever had to endure that type of uncomfortable, whether it was a baby mama, ex-girlfriend, a wife, whatever. Have you ever been in that arena before?
Absolutely. I can definitely attest to that. I've had family members or potential in-laws who have been in communications with the ex and have invited them to events and said, well, she ain't did nothing to nobody, and I still see her as a part of the family, blah, 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 and it's causing a rift. And, I mean, I'm not an insecure female by any means, but my thing is, why are you here? And the simple fact that realizing where your loyalty lies and the fact that you brought this person knowing exactly who she is, what she represents, what all this person went through, and then me, I'm here now. It just kind of makes you question where their loyalty lies. Are they bringing this person here to start mess? Because we all have those family members who just do things to start a pot and to just cause issues. And I had to realize, and one thing that I've learned is you have to make a choice whether or not to let somebody to make you step out of yourself because of the simple fact of the decisions that they made. And sometimes you just gotta take like 10 steps back and take a seat and not even say anything or address the issue with your significant other and be like,
well,
mm-hmm, go ahead.
To me, this is Pete, but to me, it's like saying, hey, you know, you want your cake and you can eat it too, or you're having your cake and you're eating it too. You're not going to have me like, you know, you're some kind of pimp or something and you got all your girls lined up in a row up here. You know what I'm saying? I don't play that kind of stuff. I just don't. I think it's very, very disrespectful. Even on when it comes to my exes, I have kids, okay? And so my kids feel like, hey, when there's a birthday or a holiday that's coming up, oh, they want to invite my ex and his wife, and we're all supposed to sit down and have this big old happy Christmas. No, you know, and this girl, she's sitting across the table looking at me feeling some kind of way because she's never had kids by him, and, you know, and he still has a lot of respect for me. And so I'm looking at my kids going, this has got to be making who I'm with feeling very, very uncomfortable, because I'm uncomfortable, so I know everybody here's got to be uncomfortable, you know, at this point. I mean, I think that it can be, it can be very, very damaging to your relationship to allow that type of activity, to where I had to draw a line and say, look, okay, so on Christmas Eve, it's going to be me and my husband or my whoever I'm with at the time, and we're going to spend this day together. Tomorrow, if you want to spend the day with your father and his wife and his mama and all of that, then you guys can do that Christmas Day, or we could reverse the days. You guys can do your thing. You know, that's how I had to do it for me, because the last time I seen this particular girl, I had knocked on her door and beat her down from her front door all the way down to her hallway, where I almost killed this girl. You understand what I'm saying? And so because she had disrespected me over the phone, and she thought all that talking she was doing, that I would come by and back up what I said. And so when I got there, I knocked on the door, and she opened the door. She didn't even know it was me. She opened that door, and I hit her like a bolt of lightning. And what saved her was I looked up, and I seen her son, and I was almost choking this girl out, where she was almost dead right there in her house. That's how angry she had made me, and how this developed, so you guys understand it. I'm just not like some crazy woman. My son had called me, and it had started a routine of things, and these are the in-law type of stuff that we're talking about. My son was saying, Mom, every time, you know, you send me a present, she throws all of my presents away that you send me. Mom, when she buys tennis shoes for me, she gets mine from Kmart, Mom, but she gets her son's stuff from, you know, Jordan's. And I mean, it was little stuff like that that was building up and building up and building up. And then one day he calls me and he's crying, and I'm like, what's wrong? And he goes, Mom, Mimi just made me eat a bar of soap. And I said, what do you mean she made you eat a bar of soap? And he and I said, why did she make you eat a bar of soap? And he said, because I told a lie. I said, where did she get the soap? He said, out the bathroom. And then I said, where out the bathroom? And he said, out the bathroom shower. I said, there's soap she's washing her behind with, and everybody in the house. She made, I just went crazy. I lost it. I had like a zero understanding. Believe me, when I heard him say that, and he's crying, and he already had got me amped up. So I'm telling you, ever since that day, you know, I always knew that there was some type of animosity, you know, between me and this girl. And so, but every time I turned around, there was a birthday parking lot somewhere or something was going on, and they always wanted to put us in the same environment. And I kept saying, that's like putting a pit bull and a kitten together. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, you know, I don't like having to watch over my back too, because she might be feeling some kind of way because I tore into her own house. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just don't think that unless there's something really wrong with you, or you've got some type of feelings for the person that you used to be with, nothing should justify that other in-law or that other person or whoever used to be should not be stepping on your toes. You know what I'm saying? Because the message that is sending is like, hey, you might be with them, but they still got me here too, you know, and I'm not going anywhere, as you can see, you know what I mean, and I can't handle that type of friction that well. So, I mean, I just let a cat off the bag on radio live that I probably never told anybody before in my whole life.
Well, we truly
appreciate your ignorance. This happened to me when I was 19 years old, okay. So I'm just telling you that this type of stuff, it's easier to nip that type of stuff in the bud early, because it's just a disaster waiting to happen, because there's another way you could actually look at it. If, let's just say, 6 months ago the guy that you were with was just with that other girl, There's some feelings still there somewhere. And every time you got your back turned, or you got to go to use the bathroom, or you went upstairs to go help, you know, the sister or somebody else do something around the house, you can believe that girl is still giving them little eye cuts and little walks and the little cat walks and all that little stuff that you know, that attracted that man the first time, she still, or that woman, is still going on. You know what I'm saying? And eventually what that's going to do is it's going to create an environment to where everybody's so comfortable of being together. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sooner or later, you ain't tripping off of her no more because you think that she your friend. She ain't going to be your friend. She ain't going to never be your friend. And
never
you think
be
I'm
your
joking,
friend.
You know, she's never going to be your friend. Ain't nothing about you that she likes. She's just faking the funk. You know what I'm saying? So don't fool yourself into one of this type of situations. And that's my answer. I know it was a long answer, but that's my answer.
That's all right. It was all good, because that's just the truth. She ain't going to never be your friend. So don't let your guard down around on. Qualify your people, right? Qualify the people you want in your life. That's what I learned. I learned not only just to network with people and things like that, but you have to qualify people to be in your life because you're headed somewhere. If you got destiny and purpose on your life, you ain't got time for the average person in the first place, because destiny is calling to a greater, deeper thing in you, and you can't get sidetracked and distracted by the little, small, petty things in life. That's how people get their head blowed off, you know, because if you touch something, you come into something of mine and try to take it, you're going to get dealt with, and it's just what it is, you know. So I think that, you know, again, Queen, adjust your ground, because you got to know your own power, and you don't have to belittle anyone while you're moving forward and moving up. Go ahead and walk in your own authority, and just love people on the way, and love them and leave they behind right where they at.
not only that, you look at it like this, okay? Let's say you're a significant other. Okay, where are you going? You know. Oh, I'm going over to my mom's house. Well, you probably ain't going to want to go, because maybe your problem, every time you go over there, the mother either makes you feel uncomfortable, or the sister, or whoever is giving you this BS. So in your mind, you're probably like, oh, God, he's going back to his mom's house. I know. I'm not going over there. But guess who is always over there, though?
Mm-hmm.
That ex.
Mm-hmm.
Been there.
And so then you ain't even tripping off of it because you're thinking she cool, you know, and she smile at you and ask you how you doing, and when she turn your back and roll your eyes, you know, you know. But then when it finally hits you, you're gonna be like, then you're gonna come with this whole other attitude, like, you want to know your mom? Well, I want to go. Well, why can't I go? Why? Because your ex gonna be over there, you know? Or it's so many different elements of frustration and mess.
Oh yeah,
that can
and I agree with you. You gotta sniff that in the bud. Stop it in the beginning. Look, this is not gonna be a triangle. And I understand if you got kids with this person, then see your babies, right? See your baby. Me and my girl are gonna come by. We're gonna pick up your baby. But we ain't gonna be no triangle where we all sitting around at the dinner table singing Kumbaya. It's not happening.
That's true. And another thing, and I'm actually seeing it happen with my own eyes. In-laws making plans with the family or just the family making plans as a whole, like if they have like family game night or it's an outing and they exclude you from the plans. How do you deal with that? Like, say your mother-in-law makes a family dinner and nobody lets you know what time to be there or anything of that sort, and then you find out and you see pictures on social media and they're like, babe, why didn't you introduce me or why didn't you tell me that we were having dinner? And the mother was like, oh, well, we know that you're always busy and you get in late and we didn't want to disturb you or we didn't think that you would want to go. So
I experienced that. I live that. And mm-hmm. I would say to anybody that is experiencing that particular thing where they exclude you, I live in those three-way buildings, a courtyard building. And in the courtyard building, my mother-in-law and myself lived in different entries, but our bedroom walls was right against each other. And my husband and I had filed for divorce and we was getting ready to, you know, let each other go and go on our separate ways. And she was fooling with me. She just kept fooling with me. Little small things through the kids and things like that. Petty things that I wouldn't even entertain. And I was a young woman. And so they would take the other kids, the other grandkids' places, and my kids would be looking out the window watching them load up, going places, you know, coming back, being real loud, bunch of them. And I told my kids then, and just like I'm saying, about to adjust the ground, put your chin up. You ain't got to look down. You ain't got to worry about that, baby. You'll have an experience in life, baby, that will supersede anything you thought you wanted. And they have. They're traveling the world. You know, they got degrees. They grown up. They're all men now. And they ain't bagging nobody for nothing. And then in any given day, they can go get money from their account. You don't worry about where somebody, you know, they are and what they do and how they exclude you. Make your own environment, your own circle. It's okay. You're not supposed to be in that company.
Yeah, but what do
you
do?
Yeah, you know, that to me, when I heard you say that, that really kind of pissed me off just then because I've been there too. I have to admit, ladies, I've been down that road where actually it was so cold to where my man had told me, hey, my mom wants me to go to dinner with her. So I take my man to go have dinner with his mom, and when I get there, this broad that I guess his mom was trying to hook him up with, they all got in a car and took off and left me standing right there in the driveway and went to dinner. I think that was like one of the coldest things, I ever experienced before in my life. I didn't even know how to respond to that. I didn't know whether to get in my car, put it in drive, and jump behind him and ram that trunk up in the back of their necks, or should I just go on about my business? So I prayed on it, and God told me to go on about my business, and you know what? What goes around comes around, and it did. So I'm not holding no grudges. I don't have any animosity, no anger. I'm not bitter. I'm not none of that. I'm able to right now have peace because the peace that I have in me is I never, ever have allowed anyone to change me from who I am. You know what I mean? I never allowed anyone to make me stoop down to their levels. You know what I mean? And the first time it did happen is when I almost hurt this young girl that I'm just telling you guys about a little bit earlier. And then even then I said to myself, you know what, yeah, you put it on her, but that's not nothing to be proud about, you know, because shouldn't have to, you know, you shouldn't even have to be, you shouldn't be doing this type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't even have to go through this in the first place, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of trials and tribulations, and their family is going to always try to try you, and especially when they know you don't have any other family, or they know that you ain't got nobody to have your back.
Right. Oh, wow. That's a good one. Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. I was thinking that when my mother, I was 14 years old, and they told my mom she had cervical cancer stage 4. And my mom was maybe like 29 years old. And they told her, go home and get your affairs in order. Find somebody to take your kids. It was 4 of us. And I remember so clearly. It was just crazy because at that point, they gave her her death sentence, and we looked at each other and said, oh, we were believing the report of the Lord, right? And we went on about our business. They gave her surgery. My mom's still here 32 years later, and praise God for that, right? And we were thankful and grateful, even though she got complications and things. But and I lost my point, but because telling that story takes me into another zone. But I know that, please help me, ladies. What was the point we were trying to make?
We're just basically speaking that, you know, how family can make you feel when they do not include you.
Don't have anybody. That's right. We don't have anybody. That's the point I was trying to make. And so my mother was in the hospital for 30 days while they was doing radiation and chemo, and we were just young kids. And we didn't have any parental parenting, and we didn't have a plan in case mama died. We didn't have a plan. We were just children. And we had a little sister because mama had 4 children, and then Mary had 3 children of his own, and we cared for 2 of them, and one of them was full-time all the time. And that's our family. And what happened was the people that my mom was friends with forever, they disappeared.
Wow.
We were down to 1 minute and 36 seconds on Mind Blowing Decisions, and I just want to say, you know, the clock on the wall says that we have to go. You ain't got to go home, but you got to leave here. So we are going to say, on that note, we will pick up next Thursday at 7:30. I will be co-hosting with Nayara and Michonne on Mind Blowing Decisions, and I look forward to having everybody there. And on that note, I want to leave you guys with this song on Mind Blowing Decisions. Stay tuned. Baby, you
to reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. You got to reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. Like you mistreat someone, someone's gonna mistreat you. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying.